Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome to Tuesday's version of Feedback. It is the post Cinco de Mayo portion of the program. 8 minutes after eight on Tuesday. Thank you for letting us be here with you. It's an honor to actually have our lieutenant governor in the studio with us, Rebecca Clayfish, who is here going to have a bit of a conversation with us about all the things that are going on. And the state government is just not one of those where it's like, oh, it's a normal day. There's nothing really exciting going on. There's always something going on here in Wisconsin. There is the budget discussions. There are issues of, with the voter ID and, renewing and running for governor again. And so the office of the governor and lieutenant governor, you guys are just hustling all the time.
Yeah,
you guys are out there
on,
doing it.
Seth, state government's way better than the federal government. Give us a little credit.
Well, it's interesting because a lot of people would think that your position, being the lieutenant governor, you kind of wait, hang out, but you haven't been. You have been all over the place doing all kinds of stuff. And more importantly, I don't know if this is a standard issue for a lieutenant governor of any state, but you have, as far as I've seen, instigated a lot of conversation, not from the top down, not from state government to the people, standing on the balcony, waving your hand issuing edicts, which is kind of like the way the federal government likes to run things. But you are initiating conversations with those of us who are the front line of our economy, the small businesses, those that pay the brunt of the taxes, so that can give you some information. How's that gone?
Isn't that refreshing?
Well, it's a change, and I think it's the way it should be.
I couldn't agree with you more. You're right. We have done small business roundtables since the beginning of our administration. They have led to a number of great legislative changes to our unemployment insurance system, some entitlement reforms that we've put in place, as well as a number of tax reforms that we've done, and the change from our Department of Commerce to our Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, a public-private partnership that's become far more nimble and more competitive than we believe our Department of Commerce ever was. But since then, we've also branched out into these tax reform roundtables because we want tax reform to be a centerpiece of our 2015 to 2017 budget. Because right now, our overall tax burden in Wisconsin lands us at number 10 in the nation. We don't want to be on the top 10 of a bad list.
So, if I understand that correctly, Wisconsin is in the top tier of the highest amount of taxes we, the citizenry, pay?
That's not good.
And that is both for the state level and federal level, or just
That's
state level?
Right, just state level. And so we've got to fix that, because when you think about it, for federal taxes, it's the federal government, right? So
right.
You're taking a national outlook. The states are going to have the same foundation there.
Right.
But when you heap on what the state asks you to fork over, that's embarrassing, that placement. Top 10 in the country. We don't want to be there. And so we're asking Wisconsinites for their advice on how we get off of the top 10 of a bad list.
There's a handful of states that do not have state income tax.
Right. And we're numbered. There's 7 of those states. We're number 10 as far as our property tax goes, number 12 for our income tax. We're number 35 for sales tax. But unfortunately, we're so high, so far above the national average for our property and our income taxes, that it places us at number 10 for that overarching, more global look at the burden.
Well, the biggest criticism is, all right, you conservatives, you Republicans, you're wanting to cut funding to all the people. You're going to let the old people starve and children will run rampant naked through the streets. Dogs will be on fire and all hell will break loose. And of course, that's ridiculous. But the concern is, if you're going to cut one revenue stream, you have to either cut the expenses to which that revenue stream was going or replace that revenue stream. And the criticism comes in, well, you just take it out of one pocket, you're going to quit it taking out of one and start taking it out of the other. What's the response to that? What's the reaction to that?
This is why it's really important for people to participate in this and why we're really looking for your advice. Because you're right, Seth, we do need revenue in government. There are mm-hmm. core functions of government that government needs to perform and folks expect, right?
Right.
I mean, you want to be protected. You want to have your children educated. And you want those to be high quality services of value. So we need revenue.
Mm-hmm.
However, we need to make sure that we're turning down the dials so folks at home and folks in small businesses can keep more of their own money with them and choose how it's infused into the economy as opposed to the other way around, government spending it. So go with me for just 1 minute when I explain these dials,
okay.
Right? So imagine, you're in front of your radio right now if you're listening. So imagine you've got your tuning dial, your volume, your treble, and your bass. Now, wipe off all those names and replace them with property tax, income tax, sales tax, and government spending. Let's say you hate property tax the most. Lots of Wisconsinites just can't stand property tax. It had gone up mm-hmm. 27% over the last 10 years before we took office. Mm-hmm. Now it's gone down every year. However, that run really sticks in folks' craw. So let's say you want to turn property tax way down. Well, you've got three other dials that now need to be adjusted accordingly. Do you want to also turn down the government spending dial in order to match your dial down of property tax?
Some.
Do you want to adjust up sales tax, which I just told you is number 35th in the nation?
Mm.
Do you want to adjust up income tax?
No.
What do you want to do in order to tell us what to do? That's what we're asking all Wisconsinites right now. How do you adjust your set of dials so that your burden provides you not only with a good government service value, but also something where you feel like you're doing okay at home.
Mm-hmm.
You've recovered from this recession. You're happy with what you can take home and you can spend at your own pace and on what you want as opposed to government choosing and spending for you.
Well, I don't think anyone is going to say, you know, I really enjoy paying taxes of all kinds.
We have yet to run into that person.
Well, now, wait a minute. Who was it that said that paying taxes was your patriotic duty?
Well, here's the thing. There are laws, right?
Sure.
So you have to pay taxes. It is your duty. You've got to pay them.
Well, unless you're Wesley Snipes, then you can argue that point. Or
this is
Willie Nelson, you can argue that point. Not successfully.
Holy blast from the past there, Seth. But we know that they're inevitable.
Right.
So death and taxes, they're coming at you. However, we don't want it to be so painful. We don't want to be number 10 in the country. And so we're asking for your advice on how we get off the top 10.
And one of the very important aspects of it is the study of economics. There is an efficient way to have taxes fund the government and a very inefficient way. It's like a V8 engine. If you start siphoning gas off of the gas line into an engine and you're running on 6 cylinders and 4 cylinders, eventually you've got a boondoggle on your hands. Taxing to death the small business, that takes all of the gas out of the engine. If you find a better way to support the tax needs of the government, other than putting it all on the small business grows, small business hires, small business gives more money into the community, they spend more, and therefore more money goes into the coffers. But that's not the easy fix, and it's not the emotionally attractive fix.
Well, small businesses, though, create between 60 and 80% of new jobs. That's a national figure. That's not just here in Wisconsin. We need to be respectful of our small business owners. They hire their friends and neighbors. And though we only have a 5.9% unemployment rate right now, and I know people are celebrating because we were at 9.2%
mm-hmm.
during the depths of the recession. And there are people who want to do a victory dance, but ultimately, we want to drive that number down even further. And one of the ways we spur job creation is by allowing small business owners, those who have to take their income taxes through their personal income taxes, not the corporate income tax, we've got to spur job creation by allowing them to keep more of their own money.
Absolutely. All right, so we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the ideas that have been proposed. and what action is being taken as soon as we take a break. This is Feedback. Your phone calls later, 715-845-2155.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text news to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.
When this project comes to an end, of course, we're going to compile, aggregate the data, and then right. identify the common threads and themes. Those will obviously emerge as the ones that we use to base policy on for the 15-17 budget. However, though we've had a really diverse group of folks at the table, and we've done a number of these, and the folks at the table range from small business owners, farmers, teachers, municipal leaders, students, seniors, retirees, veterans. So we've gotten a wide range, the gamut, really, of Wisconsinites to the table to give us their thoughts and opinions. But as far as the opinions go, there has not been a huge, diverse group of solutions.
So you're basically seeing a common thread?
We are seeing common threads and common themes. I think there has been one outlier, and that has been Rhinelander. However, every tax reform roundtable we do, and listen, we're not really there to communicate anything out except for the base information, the foundation that our Department of Revenue puts together so people have the most up-to-date numbers before they start giving us their thoughts and ideas. We're mostly there to take notes. The people at these roundtables do the vast majority of the talking. And the reason we bring together these diverse folks is because you get a good give and take. And for me, not only as a former journalist, but also as a leader here, for me, that's very helpful. Because when you see, you know, one person say, we need to reduce the amount of credits, deductions, and exemptions in favor of long-term, long-reaching tax reform and rate reductions. And then you see the guy across the table say, yeah, that's fine. Go ahead and reduce all these reductions, credits, and exemptions, just not mine.
Well, of course, not in my backyard.
You see the good back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And that is very helpful for me because you can kind of project what other reform roundtables are going to say, but also you get some expectations on what's going to come in through our website, which is taxreform.wi.gov. So if you can't make it today, or if you want to know where the upcoming ones are, or if you have friends or neighbors or, you know, colleagues, family across the state, check there. Taxreform.wi.gov. We have four more after today scheduled, and you can always submit your thoughts and ideas right on that website. Taxreform.wi.gov.
We'll probably have you repeat that a couple five
and I will
times,
happily do so, Seth.
One of the things that I used to ask my clients when I was a financial advisor is, in your retirement, and I would put a dollar bill on the table, do you want to spend this dollar or one exactly like it? The point being, you don't care where the dollar comes from. You care that you have the dollar to utilize when you need it the way you want to spend it. And this is an aspect that I think can be emphasized is when we are looking at funding the state government, there are some that hold idealistically that tax dollars from a certain group, from a certain point of view, from a certain region, that's the only way that it can be done. You must raise tax revenue in this way, cutting off the ability to think, and I hate this phrase, but to think in different avenues outside the box, to come up with potentially more affluent forms of tax revenue that are less harmful to the public. And this is something that with this roundtable and these discussions that you're doing, you're at least listening and you are implementing ideas that make sense. Are there any other states right now that are doing this? Because this is the first that I have come across. And if there aren't, you guys need to talk to other states and say, by the way, this is a project that we've done. If you're interested in reducing the burden of government on your citizenry, come join us, follow the leader, and see how we're doing this.
I guess we're kind of good at that, aren't we, in Wisconsin, exporting good policy. And hopefully this is going to be one that we can export. I haven't heard of any other state literally sitting down and consulting the small business owners, the taxpayers, the citizens, the municipal leaders, mm-hmm. the moms and dads, the retirees, the seniors. But it is a good idea because we're getting good ideas. And we're also, like I said, identifying these common threads and themes throughout the state that are across geography and across demographics. Really important that we remember that there are things that we are hearing with great consistency regardless of political, I mean, we don't ask political party when people come in, but regardless of who you are in life and where you are in life, because we've tried to be very careful about including all age groups as well. You know, our future taxpayers, those who have yet to enter into their highest tax-paying years, but also those who are maybe making that decision about where am I going to headquarters 6 months in one day.
And we had this discussion yesterday on the program. Wisconsin, a lot of the communities are facing a very difficult future. The baby boomers are retiring. The baby boomers are moving out of the business environment. They are leaving leadership. They are leaving the businesses. They are leaving the workforce as a whole and creating a vacuum. In order for Wisconsin as a whole to be successful, Wisconsin has to attract the younger workforce. And one of the ways that you will do that, and I'll be honest with you, when I looked at coming up here, I left a state with no state income tax. And so when I put the screws to the management about my salary, part of that negotiation was, listen, I'm coming from a state with no state income tax into a state with state income tax. So we gotta work something out here. It's not equal. The economy has to be such that it is attractive to young workers, those that are skilled, those that have spent a lot of time and a lot of money getting their education, and they are ready to rock and roll, but they have to have an attractive place to live. It's got to be, you know, socially attractive, but it's got to be economically attractive too. And I think this is a key. I think you guys are really doing a great job. May I ask you to stick through the next break? I've got a couple more questions I'd like to ask if you have time. If you don't have time, I understand.
You
busy.
May ask me. And Seth, if you did ask me, I would say yes.
All right. Will you stay for the
next break? I will.
All right. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. This is Feedback. We're going to take a break for the news, and we will be back with Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. Hold on just a second.
The news, talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.